What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an argument? My name is Angel Lakita Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And joining me as the other host of the show, well, I am one of the hosts of this podcast, but the other host, my husband of almost 14 years. Tell him who you are, baby.
I am Marcus Tanksley, Marcus Anthony Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. Marcus Ain't on the Gram. That's about all I'm going to throw at you.
This all you throwing at him today?
Yeah, it's all I'm getting for free.
If this is your first time tuning in, what's good, what's popping, what's happening?
What's happening?
This is a weekly podcast where me and my husband tackle whatever is on our mind, whether it be current events, whether it be relationships, our relationship, family, finances.
All of that jazz.
Truly, any topic.
And everything.
It's not off limits.
Nah. And sometimes it causes an argument.
Come on. A lot of times it do. And that's why this is called, Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? Because that question is answered every single podcast. We also have our third co-host, if you are watching this on That Chick Angel TV, because this actually has a visual component. Our one-year-old is also in the building, Mr. Amar. You might hear him during the podcast. I don't know. We don't know how he's going to behave. We want to give a quick shout-out to our three sponsors. Who are our three sponsors, baby?
Our three sponsors are Monk Pack.
Mm-hmm.
Bulldog Yoga, yes. And Better Help.
We will tell you more about all three of these wonderful companies later on in the podcast. We also want to give a shout out, even though they're not with us today, our Patreon.
Absolutely. Patreon is usually right here with us. We usually responded to them. They putting up comments and skewing the
conversation.
I couldn't think of the word. The conversation, one way or another, you will hear us talking to them. Usually you do.
Yes.
However, we were having some technical difficulties yesterday.
So in order to make sure we got this podcast up on time, we removed our live streaming part of this podcast. But what they will get is this podcast early. Actually, right after we record, I'm going to throw it up for them
on what's
YouTube.
Up?
So, Patreon, hey, Patreon.
Media family, what's good with you?
They hung with us. We attempted three times to do this podcast yesterday, and we were unsuccessful. All three times.
I smell it, too. I don't know what that is.
Oh, you smell something funky?
Yeah, something weird in here.
Something's funky in my office. We don't know what it is.
She thought it was me earlier. I was like, I ain't did nothing.
I was like, what you done did? You okay?
Loosen up. You went back to the,
You think I'm
16 podcast, Angel.
I'm not stiff.
This is not loosen up. It's because you ain't got them heifers right here in front of
me. I am actually very loose. I am being cognizant
of
your time. I'm being very efficient with my words, making sure I get out exactly what I'm trying to say.
All right, then.
And then we can do this efficiently.
You're so thoughtful.
I am. You're welcome.
Cut it out and be you.
I am being
Quit
me.
Being
this is
considerate,
a version.
Because that ain't you.
Yeah, jerk. So anyways, shout out to our Patreon. If you would like to be able to watch us when we do this live or get early access to content that we create, you can join our Patreon for the low low of
$5. $5 a month, y'all.
Which is like 16 cents a day at www.patreon.
$60 a year.
It's actually 54 if you
$54 a year. Just go ahead and drop it.
So again, you can find that at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. Okay, so we usually start our podcast off between two different segments. We either do In My Feelings or Tanksley Pride. I would love to do Tanksley Pride.
All right. You probably hear some of them in the background.
They are yelling. They're having a good time. The three older boys are just losing their mind. And somehow, some way, Amar is being very quiet, and I don't know what's going on. He just woke up.
It's a little scary. It makes me think I need to go check the house. Because he's a little too quiet for comfort.
He ran up in here all excited.
Smiling.
He like knew we were starting the podcast, and he's like, oh, hold on, let me get my seat.
It's almost like he heard the camera cut on. I was like, oh, they starting. He heard his feet. Got louder and louder.
So my Tanksley Pride story, I actually, if you follow me on Instagram, which you should be at That Chick Angel, you will know that I recently received a phone call from my eldest son, who's 11, our eldest son, Marcus, his science teacher. Now, from the school of like thought that we grew up in.
Yeah.
It has never been a good thing to get a phone call from any teacher or any administration from the school.
Yeah.
It's usually followed by, you know, okay, so what do you need us to do type of thing.
From personal experience, it ain't never been a good conversation if somebody from school called my house when I was a kid.
Yeah, literally only one time has the school ever called my mother, and it was not a good thing for me. It wasn't a good thing. Now, granted, my mother had my back, but, like, that's the one, and that's the reason why she had my back. She was like, I ain't never received no phone call at work about my daughter. So you ain't about to tell me that she over here acting up now. You done made that up.
Yeah, so, my parents was at work like, who is it? What'd he do?
So when my son, son's teacher calls. Now, mind you, my son is in school at the house. So when, so granted, I'm not over his shoulder. My son has an immense amount of independence. And is completely has to be responsible for his own schooling while he is in virtual learning, right? But because of that, because I'm not over his shoulder, I'm like, oh my God, what hasn't he been turning in that I didn't know? I'm just thinking, or what test did he fail? He typically tells us because he knows there's consequences to failing tests or anything like that. Well, his teacher was like, I've been wanting to call you about this, and I'm sorry it took so long. And I'm about to be like, lady, you don't get to it. Yeah. You don't get to it. She was just like, you have one of the most wonderful children. Okay? Your son, Marcus, is just amazing. And she goes on about a 5-minute rant about how wonderful and how good of a human being my son is, how attentive he is to his brothers, yet how focused he is in class, and how he's just the thing that made me really like beam. She was like, if I could fill the world with good humans, they would be filled with people like Marcus. And I was just like, listen, I'm proud of him, but I want you to know we did that. We put that in him. Yeah, you feel me? We did that. But no, really, it's nice. I know I have very well behaved kids. As much as I talk cash crazy about my kids and how Amar, we call him Slumlord because thinks he runs this house. How we talk about the twins because they are very messy. They are very loud. They do stink.
They're wild boys.
They are wild. At the end of the day, though, our kids are actually very well-mannered.
Yeah. They're actually really, really good kids.
And yes, very well-behaved. They actually could work a little bit on their manners, but that's just because they're not around other kids who, in their household, are being taught the same thing they're being taught here because, you know, behavior has to be modeled. And they are not, like, it's not being reinforced. Like, Marcus saying yes sir, no ma'am, or whatever to his parents, it was easier. And when I say Marcus, I'm referring to my husband now. Growing up, it was easy for you to do because your siblings were already doing it. Your cousins were already doing it. You were around them.
We didn't do that.
Y'all just said yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you know, they
that was your family.
Weren't as cool as my family.
Yeah.
And my family, I had 3 older sisters. So yes ma'am, no ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that's what to do because I was hearing it all the time. So with them, those like type of manners are a little bit harder to stick because they're not hearing it from other kids. It's very progressive out here. Half time people are calling their parents by the first name. But not only is he a well-behaved young boy, his grades are just impeccable right now.
Yeah.
He has all A's and 1 B. His B is in English, and I can't hold him. You know what I'm saying? English is hard, and he's coming from 2 parents where
he's killing it.
Like, English wasn't, was it, I know you, like, are a good writer, but was English your strong suit?
No, English wasn't my strong suit, but when it came to writing and poetry, putting my thoughts to paper, it's murderizing it.
You were murderizing it?
Murderizing it.
Yeah, English was not my strong suit. I was
now, grammatically now. Look. However, there's going to be a piece of art on that paper. My Tanksley Pride, you've been going for about 5 minutes. My Tanksley Pride story
he's so good.
It was actually going to be, definitely Marcus. Watching him navigate and being an older brother, definitely making him mature.
Mm-hmm.
But he seems to just fall right in place.
Yeah.
Like, today I came home, and he was just walking around with Amar, just holding him. Amar was asleep. And I'm assuming he put him to sleep.
Yeah.
And then he went to lay him down. And I was like, dang, that boy done grew all the way up.
That's what the teacher said. She was like, sometimes he's in class, and the baby will end up in his lap.
This is Keon's.
And he will... And he will, the baby will fall asleep on his arms, and Marcus will just lay him down in someplace safe.
Yeah. And then even with the twins, the way they care for Amar and even each other, they actually look out for each other. I like, we'll fix them, like fix dinner or whatever, and they will, whoever goes to the drawer to get a fork or a spoon, they grab one for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
For either, they just like. They'll check, you got one? Yeah, and they just go over. And it's things, it's not nothing that you had to show them or teach them. They just do it. But it's part of that, just them being around each other, knowing they have to look out for each other. Now, yeah. Granted, that's something small, but they do look out for each other.
They do.
One falls and gets hurt, and one's going to stay and take care. The other one's going to come grab one of us.
Yeah.
It's like they're that unit. And
they're definitely becoming a pride.
Yeah, definitely. They absolutely becoming a pride.
Yeah.
And even seeing their personalities clash, that's probably the funniest part to me.
Yes.
Just watching them argue. Sometimes they'll get into these arguments or start bickering. The funniest part is when they, like, mainly Kai. Kai will annoy Marcus, and he knows he's annoying him, and he'll just keep talking to him.
Yes.
He's like, so Marcus. Well, what Kai? And I'm like... laughing so hard, like listening to this whole
thing. Yes, Kai knows how to annoy people. He does not care, especially when it comes to his older brother, but and he also wants to be so much like his older brother.
Yeah, he does. He after yeah, he definitely whatever Mark is doing, that's what he wants to do.
Yes.
I see where he's coming from. And I think Sai will end up getting there too. Besides all about stop it. Sai's all about Amar right now.
Yeah, he's all about being a big brother.
Yeah.
Sai be thinking he need to coach me parenting.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely having that older brother and wanting to be like him. Most people that have an older brother, that's usually how the route goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's something about it. You having an older sibling to look up to. Me and Marcus are the youngest, so yeah, we've never had little siblings. Maybe we've had little cousins that have admired us, or in my case, I've had nieces and nephews that have looked up to me, but not that like younger sibling thing. So little Marcus, as I told him when I got pregnant with the twins, he's getting to do something that me and his dad have never done. And
like, really?
Yeah, I was like, we're not older brothers or sisters. And I think he is doing so well at it. And we are strict. Like, we hold no punches.
Yeah, we strict, but I feel we don't really have to be. They just kind of fall in line.
Yes.
Like, they, as... like we in the middle of a pandemic, ain't nobody going outside running up and down the neighborhood because we keep them away from people. So they do have, sometimes they can get pent up energy, even mm-hmm. from being, you know, going in the backyard and playing. But with all that pent up energy, they still like, and especially me coming home from work and being tired and exhausted, it's like, all right, let me keep that in mind. I can't just be coming home. Hey, y'all need to calm down because
they
stuck in the house. So I get it. But they're definitely not bad kids.
No, they're not.
They are really good. They make me proud every time, like daily.
No, they make you proud. You proud, Papa?
Yeah.
One little last Tanksley Pride story, then we're going to jump into the topic. I am also getting really excited about planning the twins' 6-year-old birthday party. I can't believe my twins are about to be 6. This is crazy. Kai and Sai turned 6 on March 10th. I have a lot of stuff on my plate, so I personally am not planning their party. I'm hiring my friend's company. I cannot remember the name, but it's like a party in a box. It's in the title. The title of the company is something like that. And so I told her I wanted to do a ninja party. And so she is putting all like costumes in the box.
Scorpion right here, telling you.
We're going to be hiring.
Let me go on Amazon.
You're so silly. We're going to be hiring like a martial arts instructor that's going to teach them and their friends some stuff over Zoom. They're going to do scavenger hunt. We're going to be able to ship boxes off to like their cousins in Kentucky. So while, you know, it sucks because I remember this pandemic started right when their birthday hit last year. And mm-hmm. we just barely got their birthday party in. We went to that big indoor place.
We were questioning it because the pandemic was very, very fresh and new.
Yes.
And we were debating. And there was some people that backed out. It's like, yeah, we don't know how this whole COVID thing, you know, we'll make up for it next month when this thing is gone.
Right, exactly. I remember we were spraying down, you know, hand sanitizer.
That's my back was messed up. That was the first time I went to the chiropractor on their birthday.
And, you know, there were very few people in the facility. And this is before mask or, you know, mandate. And so, you know, we're back at it. We're back in it. We definitely don't feel comfortable having, like, a regular party for them. But I definitely want... They're very excited for their birthday. They've been requesting different toys ever since they realized their birthday was coming, which was in the beginning of 2021. So, I'm excited to see how pumped they're going to be for their birthday. And, those are our Tanksley Pride stories for this week. Now, before we jump into the topic of today, we are going to give a shout out to our first sponsor of today's episode, and that is none other than Monk Pack. Now, listen, now that the holidays are over and, you know, we ain't out here being tempted by cakes and cookies and pies, we still sometimes want something sweet. I know I sometimes have a sweet tooth, and... You know, I'm always trying to make as healthy decisions as possible, especially being on WW. I am trying to be cognizant of making good choices. And I have to say, Monk Pack is one of those good choices that I can lean on and depend on when I am hungry and when I have a sweet tooth. Monk Pack's keto granola bars contain just 1 gram of sugar, 2 grams of net carbs, and... They're only 140 calories.
How about that?
I mean, that is so... What's crazy is you hear that and you're thinking, oh, well, that can't be fulfilling. You're only getting 1 little gram of sugar and it's only 140 calories. These are so filling. They're great to be on the go. Like, I plan on making sure Marcus's car is stocked full of them because he has a long commute. And, you know, when you're on the road, you don't want to be stopping. And then you stop. Usually, if it's something you're getting quick... It's not healthy. Yeah. It'd be fast food and whatnot.
Honestly, we got to limit how much because I'll eat them all in one trip.
Right.
Like, I won't eat it because I'm hungry and need something. Like, it was good.
It was delicious.
Let me get in 2 more. I just going to finish those last 2 and I just re-up.
And listen, when you hear a lot of times, when you hear something is like low sugar or no sugar, you sometimes think it is not going to taste good. These taste so good. The texture is great. Yeah. It's like chewy. And then you get all the nuts. You don't know you're eating
something healthy.
Oh, exactly. And that's what we all want, right?
Yeah, we don't want nothing to taste healthy.
They've got different flavors, coconut chocolate chip, maple pecan, and peanut butter. Peanut butter is hands down my favorite. I love like the taste of chocolate and like peanut butter together in a, it calls my name. They're perfect for a quick breakfast. They're perfect, like little snack to have in between Zoom calls and, or like if you about to go to bed, but you just, you know, you're just like, I just need like just a little bit of something else. Ignore that ding dong, ding dong. That's just our dinner meeting us at the door. But, Monk Pack is really, they're really great. They're keto friendly, they're gluten free, grain free, plant based, and no GMO. And with no soy, trans fat, sugar alcohols, or artificial flavoring. And they taste great. All right, so this is what we want you to do. Try it for yourself and you'll see. We have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code ARGUE at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, just go to monkpack.com. That's MUNKPACK.com. Select any product. Then enter the code ARGUE at checkout to save 20% off your purchase.
Yeah.
Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious food you can count on. And we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you, Monk Pack. So, the topic for the day, and I'm going to have you kick it off while I go run and get the food. But the topic for today is the evolution of not only us, but the evolution of...
People around you, family, friends, relationships.
And the evolution of relationships.
Yeah.
And are we starting with, like, from 20s? Like, where are we starting with the evolution? Or is it more micro?
No, basically, where you are now and that and how you've evolved to where you are in this current moment. Same with relationships, same with family.
So, why don't you start off
telling the audience, because you've been talking a whole lot.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm somewhere doing all this talking. God dang, you would think this was a podcast or something. No, so I brought this topic up last week, and we ended up doing perspective. Angel kind of threw a curveball. Now, you would think that I had time to think about it, but I haven't. No, but the reason I want to talk about evolution is because I thought about myself and Angel and where we are currently and how, and not, I don't know if it's exactly how we evolved, but what that looks like now, like the evolution from where I used to be to where I am currently. And I realized a couple of weeks ago that it's like completely different. I have a completely different outlook on life, what I want to do with career, what I want to do with family, how I look at family. And I see a lot of what I'm going through now, not even what I'm going through, but a relationship that I have with my kids. I see that I had the same relationship with my father. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of that. And I'm to the point now to where, okay, we're trying to go into this whole entrepreneurial world. And it's like it's almost one of those things where I'm entering a moment to where I see why time speeds up for a lot of people mm-hmm. in their 30s and 40s. After your 20s, mm-hmm. time speeds up.
Why do you think it speeds up?
I'm about to get to it. I think, at least for me, I think time speeds up because people aren't living their dream. Ah. They're waking up, like, for example, just an example. Like, let's say I wake up and I'm going to work because work is a paycheck and absolutely nothing else. So I'm going up. I'm getting up, going to work Monday through Friday. Of course, I'm rushing time mm-hmm. for the weekend. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows weekends are like 5 minutes long. Yeah. Next thing you know, it's Monday morning again. And you're doing that again to hurry up to get to the weekend.
Yeah.
And you get in that cycle. And next thing you know, oh, you 6 months into the year. What's everybody say? Dang, I can't believe it's already March. It's about to be April. Uh-huh. Next thing you know, you're 5 years into this career. Next thing you know, it's 15 years down the road. And it's like, what? I'm still in this same cycle. Mm. Granted, things have happened, but you wake up and you're not waking up. You're not waking up for the purpose. You're waking up to get up to live out your career and not your dream. Mm-hmm. And I'm currently in the state of waking up with a purpose. Even though I'm going to work, mm-hmm. that's not the purpose that I'm waking up for. Mm-hmm. I take that back. I'm trying to tell myself that.
Yes.
It's easy to say this stuff. Like, you know, you watch podcasts, people be like, this is how you have to think. It ain't easy to just do this stuff. All right? So, and that's how I feel. And that's what I feel like. The way time seems like it speeds up for me, because I actually had that epiphany. I guess it was like, I don't know if it was last week before, I don't know. But it's just like, all right, then I'm not someone that absolutely hates my career or anything. It's like, I feel like I'm good at what I do. It's parts of it I enjoy, parts of it I hate, like any other career. But my true purpose is not, what I'm trying to do is, of course, is become this whole entrepreneur. And waking up, and all I'm thinking about is work, and waking up for that purpose, I can get in a rut. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
trying,
I can see that.
And trying, you know, waking up and it's like, okay, gotta do the career. However, I can't wait to do this. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm getting up right now. Mm-hmm. So that,
go ahead. Does it ever worry you that once you're able to do this thing, that mm-hmm. you'll be like, I don't know.
It's in the back of my mind.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I'm analytical like it.
I mean, I do wonder, just because I've been doing this for so long. It's evolved, obviously, as you say. Mm-hmm. It's evolved just because this career does that. It evolves, and as well as things exist now that did not exist when I first decided I wanted to be an entertainer, which was when I was 5. So we're talking about 35 years ago. Everything has changed. The television has changed. Movies have changed. And now there's social
TV
media.
TV stays on.
Yeah, TV stays
TV,
on.
TV used to clock out.
It used to say, I'm done.
At about 1 a.m., TV would be like, All right, I'll holler at y'all at 5.
Y'all gonna be in.
Right. The little blue, yellow, red, green lines will pop up, and you would just be sitting there looking.
And now,
this now concludes our broadcast for the evening.
TV stay on. TV be like, you can come back and talk to me later. If you missed it, you can just replay it.
Probably come back on like 3:30, 4 o'clock. But yeah, TV used to go off.
So
remember the song? I love you. I went home and I watched television. The television went off.
Yeah.
These kids don't know nothing about television. TV going off?
You so silly. You really, you just stuck on that. Did I say what I'm going to say?
Oh, boy.
So.
Now I'm going to keep talking. No, I'm just
So, for me, I love what I do. I love to get to entertain. I love getting to help people. I love creating something new. And that's something that I've always loved.
Mm-hmm. But
go ahead.
No, so like something. One thing I love is cars, and I realize I'm missing moments that I could be doing something that I absolutely love that y'all probably enjoy too. Like this past weekend. Actually, it wasn't even this past weekend. It was Friday because they no longer open on the weekends.
You coming?
I went to the dealership to get my oil changed. I know some of y'all may be thinking, but Tank, you a car dude. Why don't you just change your own oil? It's actually cheaper to go get it changed. But anyway, and less time consuming. Anyway, so I went to get my oil changed, and they did the whole thing. They was like, oh, it'll probably be like an hour, hour and a half. When I go get my oil changed, I'm at the dealership, and I hear it's going to take an hour, hour and a half. They're like, you want a courtesy car or whatever? I'm like, no. I'm like, great. That's good news, because that's what I get to do. Walk around the lot and look at cars, look at trucks, look at everything. And as I'm sitting, you know, I went around and looked at a whole bunch of stuff. And then it literally didn't hit me until today, that why didn't I do a live or record that and talk about the stuff that I was sitting in and trying out? Because my mind is not in that mind. I'm not in that mindset. It's like I had to leave work a little earlier so I could get there. And I'm like fighting through traffic because I had an appointment and finally get there, get in there. I was just like, oh, I made it. Let me just walk around and enjoy these cars. Let me go in here and look at these vehicles and see what I like and what I don't like. And let me go to the new lot. Let me go to the used lot. And then literally today, probably like 30 minutes before we start the podcast, I was like, why didn't I document or just do a live or talk to the family as I was doing it? Because that was like my stress relief for my Friday, getting to walk around the lot and look at all the goddamn cars. That's what I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like to talk about them, like to get in them. I would have been driving them, but they would have been like, you said you was here for service. You done drove 3 SUVs and 2 sports cars. What do you plan on getting?
What is this? I'm sorry. Have we gotten off topic? What is this? What are you trying to say?
No, I was saying, just like with the whole, like the evolution and something, I could be doing things that I absolutely love that they would probably love me to see when I went to go get my oil change.
Love to see you doing.
Yeah, love to see me doing. And I realized today, like literally like 30 minutes ago or 30 minutes before we started the podcast, that everything that I was doing while I was waiting on my oil change at the dealership, I should have been doing a live or documenting for everybody else to see.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not in that mindset because I had just gotten off work. I had to fight through traffic so I could make my appointment. By the time I got there, I'm not thinking, oh, let me do this. I was just like, oh, I made it. Let me just relax and look at these, you know, because it's going to take an hour. It didn't. It ended up taking 45 minutes. I was mad when they called me.
And that's the only thing that I do worry about with you. Granted, I think you'll be transitioning out of your traditional job here soon.
I put that out there like it.
I mean, I'm just believing it. That's what I'm saying. I'm believing it. That soon is whatever you consider soon, you know? But is that this doesn't really call to you. The freedom of it does.
What doesn't call to me?
The creating.
Yeah, because I honestly, right now, it's difficult for me to develop the bandwidth for it.
Mm.
It's like, literally, it's difficult for me to... When you are, like, I don't have a clock in and clock out, you go home and don't think about it career. I have a, all right, I'm off work, so let me make sure for tomorrow, I got to make sure, or tonight, they working nights right now. Let me text them and make sure this is getting done. Let me think about that. If that don't happen, let me make sure C and D can happen, because A and B will be delayed. So, and it's like you're in constant mode. It's like people that, that's all, like, I'll get emails from people at 9 o'clock at night because that's just, it's a high demand career, high demand projects, and it's so hard to completely check out. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you check out completely, it's like, yeah, you can, but you're going to end up regretting it if you truly care about this deadline. And I truly care about, you know, what I do. I truly care about my image and what I put out there in my, like, when I walk away from a project, people can, you know, they'll be like, oh, who did this? Oh, Marcus did that. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. I don't want people like, oh, dang, who did this? Oh, it's Marcus. He said his mind wasn't in it. That ain't me. If I'm doing it, I'm going to do it 100%.
Okay, I can understand that. I can understand that. Because I try to be as sympathetic as possible with the fact that you are juggling a full-time job while trying to start this up. But most people are.
Like, yeah, no, I 100% know. I get it.
But in my evolution, I feel as though, you know, I feel like I'm constantly checking in with myself. I feel like I do. I think I'm more aware of the things that I'm ignoring. But so sometimes for me, it is a little bit harder for me to see my evolution because I don't feel like I'm getting to like step back all the time and look at the pro. Because I do, I'm like, I feel like I am constantly checking in to see like, okay, Angel, how are you handling this stuff? Mm-hmm. Did you handle that correctly? Why do you feel this way about this thing? How come you can't let it go? So, you know, when you're making like little small transitions in your mind on a daily basis, sometimes it's hard for me to see the like mm-hmm. overarching arc. I do feel like I am transitioning into the person that I was supposed to be. Which is weird. Mm-hmm. I'll talk a little bit more about it. We're going to go to the next sponsor. Our next sponsor for today is Bulldog Yoga. So, I'm going to let Marcus talk a little bit about this because this is something that like, I was so excited when they asked us to be a part of our podcast because I wanted Marcus to really be able to try their classes because, you know, Marcus is...
I would have had some issues, y'all.
Right.
And last year this time, my back said, you know what? I'll holler at you in September. And it just left the building.
So, the way he's been... Marcus used to love working out in the gym. He used to love doing really intimidating workouts. And not to say that yoga isn't intimidating because it is. People who are like yogis, the stuff that they're able to do, they know the names of these positions and all this stuff. But yoga is something that we said that we were going to do together a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And now that Marcus's body is still in recovery, he has to really think about the things that he's doing. And one of the things that he knows he needs to focus on is the strengthening
of my core.
His core. And I'm going to tell you, yoga is where it's at. And Bulldog Yoga is where it's at. In order for you to be able to do yoga in the comfort of your home, not feeling intimidated if you're not the most flexible person, if you don't have the strongest core, because I'm going to tell you about this about my husband. Y'all don't tell nobody else about my this about my husband. My husband is a confident man, but there are certain things, like when it comes to self-image, body image, my husband is way harder on himself than I am on myself. I am all about self-loving of my body. And my husband is like,
get this trash together. So, look at you. You disgust me.
So he's not the type.
That's me in the mirror.
He's not the type of dude that you're going to catch in a yoga class in like a...
Struggling.
Yes, he's not going to do it. That's just not his jam. So, you okay? So what's great about Bulldog Yoga is that he's able to take these classes and... with his schedule, which is crazy, you're not having to commit to a bunch of hour to hour and a half long classes. They have different lengths, as short as 12 minutes.
Up to 60.
So, like...
you can do them at any time you want to.
And I know some people be under the thing, oh, I can't... Marcus used to be that person, too. If I can't get in at least an hour and 30, ain't no point in me working out.
Ain't no point.
I was like, who told you? Why are you telling yourself that lie?
That's when I was a meathead.
I was like, that's a lie,
thick
right?
Neck.
But yeah, now that you know, he understands that his body still needs to move. It still needs to, it still needs that activity. And, you know, it doesn't matter if he can't get in an hour. And what's great is also Bulldog Yoga has it for all levels. So you can be a beginner or you can be, you can be in these type of yoga classes that have you drenched. Okay. Cause it is heart pumping. So, I know, for Marcus being able to do the core stuff has been really helpful for him.
Yeah.
Try your first 30 days for free at bulldogonline.com. And Bulldog streaming online classes are available on demand anytime, any place on your schedule. That's bulldogonline.com. Use the code ARGUE for an additional 50% off your first paid month. Again, that's bulldogonline.com. Coupon code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
Okay, Bulldog Online is about making yoga fun. So we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. We want you guys to check them out. Okay, so for me, becoming who I've always have been, who I'm supposed to have been all this time. You know, I have always said, you know, I'm a boss, but who had what employee?
Yourself.
It was more so like, like trying to have this boss mentality of feeling comfortable, taking ownership over my choices, ownership over my career, ownership over my life. But I still feel like I left a lot of things in other people's hands. I really felt like I needed the validation of my agents, my managers, my friends. And it's not that all of that is gone. But let me tell you what age has done. Age for me has lit a fire under me because I realized 40, I think, is the one that really did it. I am not getting younger. I'm not. I'm no longer in the prime age. I'm in a great age. Mm-hmm. But this is not the spring chicken age. This is not the age where people are like, oh my God, what is she going to become? No, people are like, what is she? Is she there yet? Is she? And while I wish I would have hit that younger, and I know people who have hit that younger, I am grateful God gave me enough breath in my body to be able to like finally start to hit that stride now. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that I'm done evolving. I feel like I'm going to, you know, keep reaching higher heights and finding ways to live out my purpose, not just within my career, but in other ways. And what I feel like I'm trying to figure out how that evolution has made our relationship evolve, and then our relationship with our our friends evolve.
What's made ours evolve? Because we both like, I'm gonna take it back a little bit. You said like you doing what you love, and you started off doing what you love. That's what you went to school for,
mm-hmm.
and that's your priority. Not just because you love it, but because that's your career.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, that's why I know you can understand. Have you know simply for me because I'm in my career, so that's like, all right, I'm going to take this serious with all seriousness. I can't half-ass it because mm-hmm. I got a family.
Yeah.
You know, I got bills.
Right.
Mortgages and all that jazz. But with our, with your, where you have evolved and the way it's affected us is like before, this was like a life partnership that has now infused with a business partnership that's all in one.
Yeah.
And the conversations we have are different.
Definitely.
You know, it ain't just like, you know, it's not anymore of, okay, what we gonna eat, what movie we gonna watch, how we gonna kick it, what we gonna do to have fun. It's like, all right, so how we gonna change this? Did you look over that contract? Did you look at this? No, I looked at this. What you think about that? That's a bad idea. Maybe you need to check this out. It's like a completely different conversation at times. But that is still infused with husband, wife, friendship, relationship, business partner is all in one. So that sphere of a relationship has grown. That bubble has grown.
Mm-hmm.
Even with friendships, it's, you know, you still have your friends, but you now develop, even business partnerships have become friends because it's like y'all have the same outlook, the same goals.
Yeah.
You tend to, and especially with this COVID thing going on, you have to surround people, surround yourself with people with the same outlook on, you know, the same outlook when before the pandemic. It's like easy to have friends and hang around people that, you know, y'all doing two completely different things. But now you can't expose yourself to everybody physically, like literally you can't.
Right.
So when you got have people in those same avenues, it's like, all right, this is all you around, and we develop new friendships.
Yeah.
New partnerships.
Yeah. I do feel as though our conversations have definitely changed. Not just dreams, but actual like items to execute. How do you feel? You know, I don't ever get to ask you this, so I do want to know. Because Marcus is coming over, not in the same way, but he is coming over to a career that I have been in. I try to coach him some just because, in a way, he's brand new. Yes, Marcus has been on the vlog, my channel, as a vlogger now for a solid, I want to say, he's been solid for about 3 years. He waxes and wanes depending on where he's at mood-wise in his life. But you pretty much have been a solid presence on the channel. 3 years, people know if they come over to my channel, they're going to see you. But I, as I learn, I try to teach him. And then as I see him getting to the next steps, I'm trying to, like, you know, teach him. But also understanding that this is still my husband. It is, like, I feel a line that is sometimes difficult for me to toe because I don't want to ever, not that I would belittle anyone that I'm coaching in this way, but it is also still just sometimes it's a hard dynamic for me. Not hard to the point where I'm just like, ugh, but just trying to figure out like, okay, what way do I approach this so he receives what I'm saying in love? And then also, Angel, check yourself, because I know sometimes I'm fully aware that sometimes I'm a know-it-all, and I have to figure out, am I in a know-it-all place right now, or is what I'm saying valid to him? How do you feel about this kind of like coach and then like you coming in to the leagues?
So I definitely, I know I'm a beginner at all this, and I even came to the point of that I don't have to work as hard as I've seen other people do it, especially Angel, and even other people that started their own, is because that path has already been laid. Mm-hmm. So there's no point in me trying to do everything and be a master at everything. Just focus on the bigger picture. Which I'm good at focusing on the bigger picture, but I like to get in all the nitty gritty stuff too. And if I don't need to do it, I've taught myself not to. And actually that was coaching from you that taught me that. But I mean, receiving guidance from you is, cause me is like, I know the type of person, like I've seen Angel tutor people. I've seen Angel coach people, and I know how her personality works. So yeah, like sometimes she can be a know-it-all, and like I'll let her say her piece and I just ignore it. Even if she's right sometimes, because I mean, that's just the relationship. It's just like, most times we have a conversation about it. It's like, well, you could have approached it this way, because granted I'm learning and we're learning each other in this role, but I'm sure it'd be the same way if she was entering something that I was completely, what are you trying to do?
The expert at.
Completely the expert at. It'd probably be some pushback or some stubbornness coming from her as well. It's just like, I know what I'm doing. Like, I mean, that happens anyway. Or not, you know what you're doing. It's just like, I may approach the coaching wrong. Not knowing how to deliver what I believe would work better. Mm-hmm. Not to say that I absolutely know it, because it's been times where Angel's told me stuff and it's like, no, my way actually worked better. It's been times that she's done the same thing. It's something that I know what I'm doing. This is my thing. She actually figured out a better way. I'm like, how about that? But no, it's definitely not anything I've had any issues with or even mine. It's like a lot of times I'll ask for Angel's advice, but most times she offers it without me asking. Because I be all over the place sometimes. A lot of times I do need to be wrangled in.
Sometimes I just want you to take notes so I don't have to tell you things twice.
You gotta tell me things twice.
Oh, when it comes to editing, he'll be like, now how do you, and I'm like, yeah. I know I told him this 3 times already, but you take it in stride and you be like,
I be editing, yeah.
You be like, right. It's that. I am going to hurt him. You okay? Let's do our next sponsor and then we'll finish off the conversation. Our next sponsor, one of my favorites, they are BetterHelp. Y'all, we are still in the thick of things in life. This is we're dealing with a pandemic, panorama city, a panda bread, a Panera bread. We're dealing with all of these things on top of regular life situations, regular things that happen in life. And to think that you have to do this by yourself and not be able to get the help from a professional to like help you get the things out of your life that are, or help you process the things in your life that aren't helping you reach your goals, is just something that we want to dispel right now. Mental health is huge. It's becoming more and more talked about in the Black community, which I think is great. And this is the reason why we love working with BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed therapist, professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. So this is not something where you have to be like, okay, I signed up and okay, I wait 2 weeks. I'm on a waiting list to, no. They're going to match you. They're going to find you somebody quickly. And you'll be able to find someone yourself quickly. It's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. It's a professional counseling done securely online. So you're able to stay at home or in a safe place, wherever you want to be, and be able to talk to this licensed professional. You don't have to get in a waiting room, because I'm sure that can sometimes feel intimidating, especially if it's your first time. You just like, okay, what are people thinking? If they see me going into this office, what do people think is going on in my life? And, you know, you don't even want that to be something that's causing you any type of anxiety. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so that you can make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. And that's one thing that I've talked to a bunch of my girlfriends, and I'm like, do you have a therapist? And they'll be like, I had one, but it was not good. So I haven't been back to therapy. Well, you don't have to worry about that with BetterHelp. If you match with somebody and you're like, this is not my jam, you can easily change. So you don't have to forgo getting the professional therapist that you need. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. They have a lot of testimonials on their website, and we want you all to check them out at betterhelp.com/reviews. Mm-hmm. Now, we want you to visit betterhelp.com/argue.
Argue.
That's better, H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Special offer for Is This Gonna Cause an Argument listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/argue.
Argue.
Again, special offer for Is This Gonna Cause an Argument listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/argue.
Argue.
So, I know this professional relationship is going to continue to evolve. The more you grow into your own, the more that you are feeling more certain about your moves, the more that you understand, like, the repercussions of certain things and the benefits of others. And I am excited for that day. I'm excited for the day that I can fully trust that you know what you're doing and I don't feel like I need to, like, look over your shoulder.
That's what micromanaging mama bears do, though.
No, I don't want to have to micromanage you, but I also know that, like, the internet is changing so fast. And what was allowed at one point in time, and what, like, we are in a time where words mean so much more than actions.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you are a person that is not here for the BS.
My words is like a bushel of gnats just swarming around.
Right.
Ain't no control.
Exactly.
Nah, I'm getting a whole lot better.
No, you are.
I've been polishing myself, y'all.
You are. And I look forward to the day where, like, you understand. You, like you said, you're already editing yourself.
Yeah.
A lot of the times. And listen, I can't talk. Most people would say, Angel, you need to reel it in yourself. But if I'm telling you, you need to reel it in.
I already know. You ain't telling me nothing.
So, but and not just that, though. But, like, just so where when you make decisions, you know how to execute it. You're not, like, feeling like, let me ask Angel, let me ask Kev. You're like, I already know what I'm doing. What's the face? Shoot this, edit this, slap it up there. Make sure you put these hashtags on there so we can get paid. Yeah. So,
but the evolution I've seen in Angel is, it's actually weird because it's like you've evolved, but it's always that consistent, thing of, she focuses on things, but it's like, with that razor line of focus, there's a whole bunch of stuff around it. Like if you were to draw it out, it would be like a straight line. That's the focus, and above and below that is just clouds of everything else.
Yes, you are. And it's just so like, right.
If you were to compress those clouds, that razor line of focus would get thicker and thicker, and that your focus would then increase.
Yeah.
Because Angel, somebody will introduce the most random thing to her, one of her friends, and because Angel is a great friend, she will focus on that too. And I'm like, you ain't got time to focus on all that. Even if you do have time to focus on that, then the stuff that you should be focusing on, you should be focusing on that harder.
I agree.
And it's like, and it's one of those things where it's like, I'll say it, but Angel gonna do what Angel wanna do. And sometimes you will back down. It's like, yeah, you right. Okay, but rarely. But she'll be like, all right, but I'm just gonna do this. This is just this week. I'm just gonna help her do this. So I'm gonna do this for this person or build this thing for that person. And it's like, or they could have somebody else do it and you could focus on something that actually is benefit, like that one thing that you've been putting off. You could be doing that right now, but now you're going to put it off again because you put this in front of it.
But listen.
See how I took all of that in that she just talked about for 10 minutes? But listen what?
What I was going to say is I want to say in the past, I was planting seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm finally getting to harvest some of those. Maybe not all of them. Some of them might have been on barren ground. But I will say that some of the seeds of the things that you might not have spoke out against, obviously you might not have been like, Angel, don't do that. But you might have in your mind thinking, here this girl go again. Some of that stuff has blossomed into the progress that you see today.
Mm-hmm.
But I am now very much so cognizant of not wasting my time. Let me not call it waste. I don't ever want to call it waste, but using my time more wisely towards the things that are actually pushing us towards our goal.
Mm-hmm.
And do you see that?
Yeah, I see that.
Okay. I mean, I do. I really do feel like I have certain days that I'll do podcasts for other people, and that's it.
Yeah.
There are certain things that I still do for my friends, but they are very much so career related.
The reason I said, see how I just took that and I didn't say nothing when Angel was.
You think I'm refuting everything?
No, you ain't refuting. This is a little resistance. Because I could easily say, my loose mouth has gotten me where I'm at right now.
Stop.
Which is a lot further than if I didn't have a loose mouth. Now that I've graduated to this point, I now have to clean it up.
You know your loose mouth has been edited by me.
Yeah, but people like Marcus, people like Tank and Marcus on the ground because of what he might say.
No, absolutely.
Not because he's
no.
clean and this, and that.
Listen, your fan base is going to be loyal. I'm not referring to that. I don't ever want you to think that the people who like you aren't going to always like you for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm referring to.
No.
At all.
What is it?
it came off the bottom of a tripod. What I'm referring to is when it comes to us making money, things can easily be taken out of context, which will then affect our money. That's all I meant.
I know that.
Okay, so yeah. I didn't...
No, I'm just saying, see how just like, you right? But you was like, but... Now, you say that, however, and I can easily say, however, you a character, I'm a character, people like that.
I'm not trying to take away
your character. I know you're not.
Yeah, I think you're missing what I'm saying.
I'm not missing what you're saying. I understand you're saying that, brand deals, I can't.
Apples with oranges. You're saying I'm being resistant in because.
Hey, don't take coaching well. That's basically what I'm saying.
Not for me. No, I do.
No, you don't.
The thing is that I agreed with, I have had to pull back. Did I not?
You said that.
Okay, the only thing I wanted you to acknowledge was that for a lot of those things that I was doing, I was trying to plant seeds, and I am harvesting some of those seeds.
There wasn't a lot of those things, some of them.
No, in my heart of hearts, I was planting.
In your heart of hearts, okay.
Yeah, I was planting, and that's why I said, I know some barren ground.
No some.
Barren
it's
ground.
Quite a few.
I will not be reaping anything.
I'm like, you doing what?
Gonna be reaping a thing from those seeds that I, but
it wasn't even seeds. They were rocks. You were just throwing into the dirt.
No, I was putting seeds onto the rocks.
You thought they were seeds.
And they were.
That was gravel.
I was putting seeds on the cement. Like, this is gonna grow, right? That's all I was trying to say. Shoot, trying to tell me I don't get coached. That's the one. Listen, I had an audition today, and I was taking direction left and right. What
That's
is?
Completely different.
Yeah. You want me doing this
that
way?
It ain't got nothing to do with coaching.
You want
getting
me to do it this way? You tell them. How have you evolved? You need to evolve out of breastfeeding.
You said, no, you need to evolve out of giving me breast
milk. No. A lot of babies really do be like, I'm done.
Ain't none of yours did that.
No, why not? Is my breast milk that good?
I think it's you. It's okay, though.
It's not me. Do you not see I am holding him away from my breast?
But he know eventually you're going to give in.
He knows that eventually I won't have the support to help get him away from me.
That too. I'm going to bed.
Listen, look at him hucking and bucking and shucking. But yeah, I do. I am elated for all the evolving that you've done. I've had a front row seat. And I am truly excited to where I see you hit it in your own evolution, in your mind. I do look forward to the day that you're able to come off of your job and solely dedicate yourself to this. I do want to forewarn you that it will be frustrating, that it will be exhausting, and that it will not seem like it's worth it at times. Actually, you probably won't have that much of it just because you are away from something. Like, the difference between you and me is that it wasn't like I had to finally come off of a job to do this. I have been in the thing that I've wanted, so you might not get the... Was it worth it thing? Because you'll be like, no, I feel the difference.
Yeah, and I never thought it wouldn't be, none of those things would come up.
You never thought that those things would not come up?
Yeah.
Okay, I get what you're saying. But,
yeah, the frustration, all of that. I didn't think it'd be like, paradise. Like, didn't think that at all.
You're like, no, I knew all these things would happen. But I do think you're going to have a blast. Do you?
Yeah.
I think you're going to have a good guy take on time. It's going to be nice to hear you complain about stuff that I understand.
You'll never understand me.
Because Marcus, if he complains now, I'll be like, okay. So the C-scope. Got it.
The C-scope. It's a hospital?
Sure. It's the scope of the plans.
Okay.
You see? I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm there. I can't wait till you're like, they didn't change that goddamn algorithm again. They now do it. I'll be like, they did. They changed that algorithm on you. So what you gonna do? You gonna change up when you post or you gonna change up the length of your content? I can't wait. You not excited for that?
Mm-hmm. Goofy smile.
I'm excited when you get a brand deal. They're going to talk about net 60. Ain't nobody waiting 60 days. They're going to have to pay me net 30. They got the money. I already did the content.
If she pays attention, it's already kind of like that type of stuff I complain about. It just ain't in her industry.
No, this was it. I can't wait till
you could understand it.
Yes, that's what I said. I can't wait until I could be like, you right, babe. I mean, I say it now, but now I can say it and like actually know what you're talking about and really empathize and be like, put your foot down. Put it down. That's going to be me cheering you on in your corner. I'll be in your corner already, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to really be in your corner. I'm going to be able to be in your corner and be like, next time, duck left. And then you're going to be able to be in my corner and be like, babe, you missed that. You missed that. You see what they asking for there? They asking for a year usage. You know we don't do that. And I'm going to be like, oh, you know we don't do that. Why does that not get you excited?
It does get me excited. No, I don't. Not yet.
It doesn't? Okay. No. That's how I be getting excited about man shit. Because I know how to pack a package. And I know how to put the labels on. I'm like, right. Got it. I'll go scan it in at the post office. Get you your receipt. Yeah. I understand that. You guys, how have you evolved in your relationship? Has your marriage evolved because you've evolved? Have your friendships evolved because of your evolution? Let us know in the comments below. Again, a special thank you to our three sponsors, Bulldog Yoga, Hmong Pack, and BetterHelp. Please check out each of our sponsors. If you're thinking about getting therapists, go to BetterHelp and check them out. If you're looking for some healthy snacks, go to monkpack.com. Check them out. And if you're looking to get in shape or just feel healthier and move your body, please go to bulldogonline.com to check out Bulldog Yoga. Again, Patreon, we miss y'all. We're so sorry you all weren't here. But next time, we're going to get it together. Don't worry. Y'all going to be blessed next time. We're going
to get this together.
But until next time, you all be blessed. And we'll talk to you later.
Y'all good, my fam.
Bye!